Okay, this is Reading with Roxanne, and we are broadcasting from Bookstore One at 12 South Palm Avenue in Sarasota, Florida. And this podcast has been a lot of fun for me so far. We're talking to people that work at the store, trying to personalize what we do here, especially now that we're just doing curbside sales. And before I introduce today's guest, a special guest, I just want to talk about a couple of clubs coming up. They're on our website, sarasotabooks.com, so a real easy way to see them all and see the dates, obviously, is to go on our website, and you can register right there. But I just want to mention one. The first one that's coming up is a family book club, which I think sounds really fun, and it's all in Spanish, and it's about the book The Dreamer by Pam Muniz Ryan, and that's July 15th at 6 p.m., and it's a cultural association between Creart Latino and Bookstore One. So that's a great family venture if you want to do that. July 27th, there's a webinar on Miami's future at 6 p.m. I'll talk about environmental issues with Miami. And then I have one on July 30th at 7 p.m. It's a new nonfiction book club. And the book is Together, The Healing Power of Human Connection in a Sometimes Lonely World by Vivek Murthy. So again, sarasotabooks.com, you can register, and you can actually get the book right there. You can come pick it up curbside, and it's quite simple, actually. And speaking of curbside, one of my special friends and co-worker, Katya Diamond Seas. Did I say it right?
You said it great.
All right, I always get nervous about Greek names. Katya has been here for longer than me, actually, and so talk about your history with the bookstore.
Okay, well, I was 19, and I was a student at New College of Florida, and I had been working at anthropology at the mall, and it was horrible. And so I was wandering around downtown, and I walked into this little bookstore, and it was just so peaceful and lovely, and I struck up a conversation with the bookseller who was working there, and then I left and I didn't think much about it. And then later I went back in and I talked to the manager, and I hadn't been thinking about doing it, but I just asked if she was hiring, and she was like, I guess so, sure. And then and then I went home from the summer and she gave me a call, and we had like a nice phone interview that was the least stressful interview I've ever had in my entire life. And then when I started my next year at college, I started here. And I've been working here ever since, but I've also had a bunch of other random jobs alongside it. But throughout all that time, all I really wanted to do was just, like, devote all my time to the store. So now I finally get to do that. And that's super fun.
And you got a promotion recently.
I got a promotion.
Yes. Assistant manager. That's cool.
Yeah. It's the most official title I've ever had in my life.
I think it's excellent. So it was a serendipitous thing.
It fell into my lap.
Yeah. Sort of like me, too. Like, I took a walk one night when I was visiting here and walked into the bookstore and sort of had that similar feeling, like, wow, look at this place. Mm-hmm. And it was peaceful, like you said. That's great. Well, obviously, I love working with you. We have a blast. We laugh. We have fun. And we love customers.
Roxanne's the funniest person in the entire world.
No. You rival me for sure. But I wanted to ask you a question about what is something that happens to you when you're reading a book where you're like, this is a great book? Like, can you describe like a recent book you've read where you just were blown away?
Well, this is going to sound real weird, but I think in general what happens to me when I get really into a book is that I kind of want to lick it. Like, I just, like, I have licked some books. Like, I'll read, like, a really good sentence and I'll be like, oh my God, like, I just want to lick it. So
that's proof that you're funnier than me. You're right there.
No, you just won
the contest.
Just means that I'm a freak, that's all. And I don't know. I've read like very few of those, like that level of goodness in my life. But I have read some really good books recently. I read Becoming Duchess Goldblatt, which is definitely lickable. That's a lickable book. It's just really sweet. And for anyone who doesn't know who Duchess Goldblatt is, she's a Twitter persona person. No one knows who actually writes her, or very few people know. And she's just like a saucy old widow who just says the weirdest, cutest stuff. And she's like the grandma that we all want.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, the book is a memoir of, written by the person who writes as Duchess Goldblatt. And it's published anonymously.
Mm.
And it's just very tender and very, very sweet. I like a lot of books, but I think the books that are lickable are like very emotional and very mm-hmm. like makes you feel connected to humanity.
Question about her real quick. Did she let it slip like where she's from even in the book?
No. You wow. don't know where she's from.
Hmm.
There somehow it manages to be both very intimate because you're reading about like trauma of her life and mm-hmm. just very like personal stuff, and also very removed from detail because hmm. obviously she doesn't want anyone to figure out who she is. So among the lucky people who do know are Benjamin Dreyer. I think he's Dreyer. He's the editor, chief editor at Penguin Random House. And then Lyle Lovett also.
Yeah, I saw he was going to have a kind of a, some kind of a Zoom thing with her soon.
Yeah, they're like friends, like proper
wow.
friends now.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah, she sounds amazing, but I'd like to meet her. Shout out, if you're listening, let's talk.
Yeah, come on down.
Duchess.
Wow, that's great. I'm actually reading I'm Your Huckleberry, Val Kilmer's biography mm-hmm. right now, or memoir, I should say. And I know a good book when I literally have to put it down at the end of every chapter because it just is so, it's almost like a dropping a stone in a pond and you just watch the, you know, it resonate and go out. It's just a beautiful feeling. Every chapter, I'm just blown away at the way he words his sentences and his life.
That's a really beautiful way of describing
it. He actually, I mean, he just looks back and appreciates all these moments, and it's just gorgeous, gorgeous. I love gratitude, so I'm lucky to have found that book.
That's a really beautiful poetic way of saying that. I kind of wish that I could have stolen that answer.
No, I like your licking one because I like ice cream. So I immediately think, oh, books are like ice cream.
Well, we all smell books. I know we all at the store love to smell them. So it's really just a natural extension of that.
All right. How about name an event, because we've worked many events here. It doesn't have to be when I was here, that you thought was fun, funny, wonderful. Can you think back? I know I'm putting pressure on you because you've...
No. I mean, we've had so many events. You know, I wish I could remember her name. That would be awesome. But I do remember this one person who had a book on mental health and, like, medical discrimination.
Mm.
That was just so... Like, she basically, I think a lot of it was interviews about people or from people who had been discriminated against in a medical setting and giving voice to women, most oftentimes it's women, whose pain had been kind of like looked over and not dismissed.
I remember you mentioning that to me before. That sounds really good.
I think, honestly, like, it's my favorite event, but I genuinely, it was really a long time ago, but I don't remember the author, and I should look it up. I don't remember the book either, but I just remember sitting there and being like, I don't think I'd heard about that before. And because I've been very privileged to just have been pretty much listened to by my doctors. And just feeling really grateful that she was doing the work to, expose that and listen to the people who'd dealt with it.
Yeah. And on our behalf, let me just say that we not only are surrounded by books and titles right now and authors, that we have seen many, many speakers. We have photographs in our entire store around of all the speakers. And so we have had a lot of names run by us. So it's hard to remember everybody's name.
Oh, but I do. I cannot believe I just didn't think of this sooner. But Tracy K. Smith came for Poetry Life, I want to say in like 2018 or 17. And... her poetry is just incredible. I love all of her stuff. Mm. I got to stand in an elevator with her.
Mm.
I didn't say anything because I was too scared. But I did get to stand silently in an elevator with Tracy K. Smith. And
I like it.
Her event at Poetry Life was really amazing. She just has like this incredible presence, and I love everything she's ever written.
Cool. Yeah, that's nice. One of my favorites is Kathy Geiswite. Am I saying her name right?
She's funny.
She's the cartoonist, and she was the nicest person. She brought her mom, and they had this cute relationship, and she stayed after hours to draw in everyone's book that she signed, like a little cartoon.
What? That must have taken...
It was incredible, and it was just so loving the way she was doing it, and it was just a wonderful experience, so... I really love that one, too.
We've been really lucky to have some incredible people here.
Yes. We're blessed beyond belief.
Truly.
We say that every day. We are so lucky to be here.
We just walk in the door and we're like, whoa, oh my God, what happened?
I know.
How did this happen to us?
Really. We are the chosen ones here, which is beautiful. Thank you. So you're from Arizona.
The Zona, yeah.
So how, were there books in your house? Like, how did you become so enthralled with books to begin with?
That's a nice question. I wouldn't describe my house as overly bookish. My dad had a lot of old texts. He was an anthropologist, and he was Greek, so he had things in Greek and things in English. But I never... read any of those things because they were real boring. And he also only really read books about, like, other than that, like World War II, and I didn't want to do that either. And my mom is an accountant and reads a lot of, like, books about the economy and stuff. And I was not interested in that either. But I don't know. I think what happened was I went to middle school, and I had this amazing English teacher named Mr. Mitchell, and he kind of was a lot responsible for teaching me how to be a person, and he encouraged me to start writing, and then when I started writing, I think reading is just kind of like a natural extension of that, and so I've been obsessed with both of those things ever since then, and I studied literature in college, and stuff, so never stopped.
Beautiful. I think middle school is such a pivotal time. Like, that's where, when I love books too, my middle school teacher, Miss Dahlman, and I, that's why I became a teacher. Like, that's, it's amazing that that's such a gift, that age, and that the right teacher can help so much.
I know.
Did you keep in touch? Like, did you have like a middle school that was separate from your high school, or was it all?
Yeah, it was separate. I actually have recently talked to Mr. Mitchell. We went out to coffee. Aww. After I graduated for multiple years.
Beautiful.
And he actually retired this year. And yeah, I've been really lucky to have kept in contact with him, and I actually wrote him a letter recently, and I'm sure that you were that teacher for a lot of
students.
It's
so meaningful. I mean, it really is, to reach out and say thank you or whatever. You don't even have to say thank you, but that they meant something to your growth. Because I got a Facebook message from a woman the other day who was a student, and literally my tears just sprang, tears like of joy, like, oh my God. Especially because I moved so far away from Western New York where I taught that I can't see the people anymore, really, where I used to bump into people where I don't hear. So it was just, it's so nice you kept in touch with him, because that's important, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm incredibly grateful because he made middle school, which is a horrible time for most people,
yes,
a lot easier for me and a lot easier for my friends. And I can't imagine that there aren't a lot of people wandering around Western New York and also the world probably who
don't have cars,
who have been very touched by you and your teaching, because I feel like you're a Mr. Mitchell type person, you know?
Oh, well, I'm glad. You're sweet. You're so nice. You're like the best person on earth. And I'm not just saying this because we're recording.
It's just for the cameras.
All right, well, let's end on that lovely note, unless you want to add something more.
No, I'm good. Thanks for listening.
Okay, well, thanks, Katya. And people, you should come down to Bookstore One, knock on our door. We can talk to you through the window. We can find a book you need, or you can call us at 941-365-7900. We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4. And, of course, you can find us online and actually see our inventory at sarasotabooks.com. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye.